should you smile on the picture?
I don't know. Only you can decide. Is it a portrait? An activist direct action? A festival? A march? Are you the Joker? What's the purpose? The theme? The message? The audience? What's the emotional outcome you want to create? This is a theme I've wanted to cover for a while. Joyful activism and the psychology of smiling. For those of you who are directing, organizing, campaigning, say cheese. My name is Camille, you're listening to Cosmic Dynamics, 5 minutes of exploration on art, change, and the music of the universe. Personally, I am all for joyful activism. There are several tools in the activist toolkit, obviously, from direct action, frontline resistance, to all kinds of backline support. But in general, one main benefit of activism, if not the main benefit, is that it brings people together around one issue that they feel strongly about. And although the themes are often quite heavy to deal with from so close, the process can, well, should be joyful, I think. The more joyful, the more engagement. It's not about holding the weight of the world on our shoulders, is it? Now, if the goal is to create the buzz from an action, to send a message on a very serious and urgent issue, and pictures or videos are being taken to eventually appear in some form of mass media channel, the smile topic becomes a very serious issue, actually. In my experience, this is very commonly underestimated. Weeks of preparation, months sometimes, can go to waste if the wrong image gets picked. People having fun with a banner in their hand. Or all of the people doing the drama face, and just here in the corner of the picture, there's this dude cracking a joke. Or it could be that people look bored. That's quite common as well. So it sounds very obvious, like very basic stuff, I know, but I feel this is the number one reason why these campaigns fail to create the emotional outcome they are shooting for. First of all, did you ensure the whole preparation process is joyful and federating? That's an important question. But then, did you brief participants on social media posting on what's the sort of best practice? Does everyone understand this is actually performance art? What's the message and tone of voice you want to convey? To what audience? In what format? What's the expression? At what time? Do you trust the press you called to come cover the action? Do you have a coordinated process for the photo moment? What mechanisms do you have in place to moderate what images get picked? Or maybe you want to choose a completely different approach. Artistic expressions, music, sounds, dance, creativity all around, and let these expressions be the message. You might want to question your format, because the devil is in the lack of consistency. What's written on the banner versus the beer in hand and joyful smile, or the selfie at the climate march while there is an alarming speech going on in the background. That's the thing. A genuine joyful smile will always be perceived as a genuine joyful smile by other human beings. Those watching on TV or reading the newspaper. And it's the first thing we connect with cognitively. It takes over the rest of the story, every time. Is the campaign message about smile. Pleasure and happiness? So your heart is or aching. Is the format of the smile. Action broken? Even though it's breaking. Let me know your
when
thoughts.
There are clouds in the sky. You'll get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow.
Last year, one movie smile. Starring a big smile took us to the universe of street riots and revolutions. Joker is what I'm featuring as art piece of the day. Say cheese.
Light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness, although a tear may be ever so near. That's the time you must keep on trying, smile. What's the use of crying? You find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.